Good afternoon, Largo High School. My name is Chris Allen from Lithia, Florida, and we're here at Seminole Sound Spectacular. I'll be evaluating you this afternoon in the area of individual music down here on the field. Looking forward to seeing your show for the very first time, and I'll get back to you once we have the drum major salute and we're ready to go. All right, looks like we're ready to go. Let's have a great one. Good. I like the fact that we're doing some of this random playing and no one's creating terrible sounds. It's like all within within the good taste, you know? Good. I like how it folds back into some nice controllable articulation. Yeah, pretty good job handling that retardando there. Just make sure that we keep the proper note length as well, uniform throughout the entire ensemble. Good, nice tone quality in the trumpets. Need a little bit more support in the tone quality in the low brass, particularly trombone baritone. Yeah, be careful pitching the clarinets. Oh, yeah, good. Nice dissonant to the consonant resolution. Just make sure that we all move at the same time and that we all know which note we're going to. We have, the consonant resolution wasn't as clear as I think it can be. Dissonant, though, I like the idea of the dissonance, the consonant. Very nice. Yeah, just make sure we all articulate the same. Da-da-da. We all have the same note length in my... Oh, be careful with those trumpets. Yeah, that's a great exposed moment for you guys. It just has to be accurate. Ooh, okay. So, yeah, we got to match the time in the vertical alignment with that. Dee-da-dee-da. So we got to really prescribe exactly who has time where you're getting your time, drum line or drum major, things like that. Be careful. Yeah, that was very well done as far as tone quality and matching, balance, and blending all the way around this little half circle here. Just make sure the vertical alignment is there. Yeah, pitch is just not there, guys, but this is a great color change. It's such a great idea. The writing here is so great. Just be careful of those inner lines in the saxophones, that we can shape those and we have clear articulation. So, you know, you're the alto voice or whatever that doesn't move, alto tenor voice that doesn't move very much, but you still play an important role in each one of those. So get that in tune and make sure we're moving together, and that'll be great woodwind feature there. Yeah, we're giving up at the end of phrases, guys. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't take a breath too soon. Finish the phrase first. Da-da-da-dee-da, timing. Yeah, guys, these rhythms are not easy, and they're just not real clear right now as far as what they're supposed to be. It's just, there's a very big lack of rhythmic clarity going on through that section. Okay, release is there. Yeah, this can be much bigger, I think, because I'm listening to the percussion writing here as opposed to the wind writing, and I don't know if the winds just aren't producing the sound, but the percussion are very much burying the sound of there. So if we're in a very big, strong form here, we can really push the volume. Excellent saxophones. Good job. Wow. Very nice. Nice matching articulation. Just a little bit more balance. Make sure that everybody's producing the same amount of sound, but really, really nice job. Good, nice uniform DAW. Okay, just make sure tubas don't hang over too much there, but very, very nice. Yeah, just musically speaking, I think we can add something in there, some metallic sounds, I don't know, some wind chimes or something like that coming into here. That's just a lot of silence going on there. Man, I can those subtle nuances there in the shape and this trumpet solo. Very good. Very musically done. Oh, very nice. Yeah, good tone quality all the way through. Very nice. Yeah, just be careful of the pitch at the top of that shape there in the low brass, but very nice the harmonious sound here we have, really nice blended sonority. Like that modulation that we just did there. Nice. Yeah, I think the woodwinds aren't actually shaping as well as I think some of the brass players were in the previous motifs. Yeah, be careful in the lower register in the tuba. Make sure you watch your pitch. Yeah, guys, come on. Do we really want to breathe right there, right before this downbeat, or are we going to go through? Some people are playing through, and some people took a huge breath. Lots of holes opened up there. And again, here we're at the top of a shape, and I feel like we're not producing as much sound as we should or could. Oh, and very nice, tastefully done. Da-dee-da, very nicely paced. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, that has a lot of potential there, guys. It's just about uniformity of all this phrasing and shaping everything. You have the right ideas going on, and I can hear them. Just making sure that we do that in a very uniform manner from player to player would be great, and I think that's going to work out really well for you. I like the change of pace here as well. Different sound, going from nice and soft to this, you know, nice sort of aggressive feeling here, so very good programming as far as that's concerned. Yeah, don't forget your dynamic shaping here in the front ensemble as well. Yeah, just a couple of wrong notes in there. I'm sure we'll get those cleaned up and everything, but I would really love to see different heights and stuff happening throughout that to really feature your musicality as well. Yep, good, nice. Ooh, watch those pitches, guys. This is really exposed and difficult, I know. Love the mix here, the mashup of these two. Yeah, you have the right idea for sonority and the overall, like, what you want to sound like as a band, and it's really clear. It's just getting it uniformed and the clarity to happen all the way through the show. Like, I mean, obviously, we know how to. It's execution, consistent execution of that. Oh, gosh, yeah, very good. Da, da, nice, the right proper amount of space. Watch the pitch, though, guys. Come on. We are having some pitch issues throughout the show a little bit. Like, you know, they're minor, and they tend to fix themselves, but then they show up again every once in a while. Just be more consistent with that. And again, we played this a couple times. Yeah, we're playing it again, and it's the same thing every time. Musically, we got to do something with that. We're playing the same da-da-da-da-da-da multiple times, and it just kind of sits there, same dynamic. Do something with that musically. Be careful. Good, nice finishing the phrase. Yeah, we just got to find those spots that do exactly that, that just sit there, and we got to do something with those musically, and that's really going to show our maturity as far as music level. Yeah, like I said, as far as being able to you know, create the concept of sound that you want and to create the tone quality and the nuances and the sonority that you want, you obviously have the right idea, and it's very clear what the style and all that stuff and of the quality of sound that you're going for. It's just, like I said, uniformity of that throughout, and sometimes it's better than others. others, and sometimes it requires a really good looking at and making sure that we hit those sections, those tougher sections in the in our rehearsals and things. And as it gets, you know, things like that, just we got to really make sure that that is every player knows their part and knows their role and actually can produce that. So, you know, it's not always exciting for the students, but I mean, going down the line and making sure everybody's playing it the same way and then put it together, that's really going to help you clarify some of those things and clean that up. It's fuzzy, and sometimes we have a lack of clarity and things like that that I mentioned on the tape. So we really want to clear those things up. And once you get that, I mean, especially that slow section, the soft section that you're playing, it's really beautiful. And the change of colors from the brass to the woodwind sound and back to the low brass and things like that, that's going to be really, really nice. The writing there is so superb, and I really like the concept of the show as far as changing the pace and changing colors and things like that, and some of those consonant dissonant consonant releases and things like that are really well done. We just got to make sure that, guys, that we execute all these things properly. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your talents. I hope my comments have been helpful to you, and good luck going down the road in your competitive season.